Governor Jim Doyle has asked that his declaration of a state of emergency be granted to make such aid possible for individuals, businesses, and local governments across Dane, Richland, and Vernon counties. President Bush has already announced federal aid for Gulf Coast victims of Hurricane Katrina, arguably an even greater disaster with a projected death toll numbering in the thousands. Doyle says despite the severity of the hurricane's aftermath, he's still optimistic the White House will come through for Wisconsin's needs.
Because this is a matter of whether you meet certain thresholds and certain standards, and if you do, then you qualify for the federal assistance. And I think it's pretty clear that what happened in Wisconsin with the tornadoes meets those thresholds. So this is really a matter of law, and I don't think this will affect the decision on whether Wisconsin will have been declared a disaster area.
Officials say 28 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin on August 18th, causing at least $47 million worth of damage. Doyle and other delegates hope to hear soon from President Bush. The president spent part of his day yesterday surveying the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.